away your sorrow and replaces it with joy.
Hey, welcome back to your radio show, Andy Breckman.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
The show is called 7 Second Delay.
I've heard only good things.
Just to remind you, really?
Well, no.
Yeah. Don't go
I've
lying.
I've heard mixed things.
Yeah. Congratulations on all your coverage of the two conventions.
I was there. I was right. I had a gig.
Yep.
And but I missed you very, very much. Now, last week, how would you describe last week's show? Was it a success?
Yes, I consider it a success.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Would a rational person consider it a success?
No.
Would a listener consider it a success?
Some of them.
Did they understand what was happening?
Some of them.
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, I thought it was great, and your son did an amazing job. Last week, we had an automated three-way, let's put it that way.
Well, please elaborate. You can't just leave it. And you can't bring my son into it and then use the word three-way.
Yeah, well, Josh wrote up this program that allowed one listener to control an Andy robot, another listener in a second location to control a Ken robot, and a third listener to call in.
I think the lesson we learned last week was be very, very careful what we ask Josh to build for us, because he'll do it.
Yes,
and
he
it'll
will.
Work. So we should be very careful.
Well, now we have to refine it. I mean, last week was a proof of concept, and it definitely worked.
I have not heard it yet.
And I would love to refine it. In the second half, it really got going.
Your description of it and Josh's description of it scared me. I have not listened yet.
Huh. But if you haven't listened now, you're never going to listen.
No, I'll never listen.
No, you'll never listen. Yeah. So do you want to do it again? Should we ask Josh to refine the idea?
I guess if I'm ever away late again or out of town and it's something,
okay.
it doesn't seem like if I'm here, it doesn't seem,
no,
it seems like a waste.
Yeah, no,
of,
but you're out of town a lot now.
Well, I do have one more trip this summer.
The toy company's taken off.
Yeah, right. The toy company's taken off. Not in the sense you mean. In the sense of it's absconded. It's gone.
It's absconded with all your family's money.
It's taken off. I can't find it. You probably meant something different. But listen, we're doing a listener survey, and we need 100 calls.
Right.
Statistically, we need a critical mass. We need to answer this burning question, a question we've been asking ourselves for 25, 26 years. Do we have a black listener?
I think we do.
I don't think we do.
Well, I told you that I've met black listeners, and you said, 7 Second Delay. And
you've
that
met black listeners of the station.
Yeah.
That I don't doubt.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, we've been dealing with white people's problems day in and day out every week here, right?
Yes.
I don't know.
So is that this whole exercise is about that?
No, well, that's one question. Okay. What percentage of our listeners are Jewish? Okay. Haven't you always wondered?
Yes.
Well, we've gotten a lot of female calls recently. Are half our listeners female now?
Well, Amy Vogel is female.
That's one, but statistically, that doesn't mean anything. That's anecdotal.
Well, let's get started. We are asking people to call us up at 201-209-9368 and let us know their sexual orientation, straight, gay, or other. Let us know their race, white, Hispanic, African American, Asian, American Indian, Middle Eastern, North African, Pacific, or other.
Pacific.
Pacific Islanders. Oh, Samoa doesn't count. Guam.
Do you think we have a listener on Guam?
Yes.
201-209-9368. What other categories?
I've met listeners on Guam.
I'm talking about for our show.
Yes.
Okay. What other categories?
Gender. We have male, female, and other.
Right.
And religion. We have the Christ ones.
Right.
Jewish.
Right.
Other and atheist.
Now, I know it's not supposed to be a contest, but what do you hope wins the night?
I really am not hoping.
I know you have to say that. You're being very careful, very, very politically correct. But what do you hope wins?
Atheist.
Oh, I'm pulling for straight Caucasian Jews. Go straight Caucasian Jews. That's the home team.
All right. Now all we need is the first.
All we need is 100 calls.
The first of our 100 calls.
Without 100 calls, this means nothing. Am I right?
That's right.
Okay. 201-209-9368. We're just going to take these calls zippity-zip. 1, 2, 3. They're going to fall like dominoes.
The United States Census Department said that if we got 100 calls, then we could leave a message on their voicemail. That was their promise. 201-209-9368.
Do you know enough about statistics to verify that? Is 100 calls, does that mean anything?
No.
Out of our listeners.
Out of WFMU listeners.
No. Out of 7 second delay listeners.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that a sampling that's viable, that is big enough?
I don't know.
Now we have no calls at all.
What we're talking about maybe
Now it's skewed a little bit because it's we're just talking about our live listeners, but I think they represent our listenership as a whole. 201-209-9368. All you got to do is call and help us fill in this survey.
Hi, you're our first caller.
Hi.
Weigh in. What's sexual orientation? Straight, gay, or other?
Straight.
There you go.
Okay, race?
White as the dawn.
Okay.
There you go.
Gender, male?
You got it.
Religion?
None of the above.
Okay.
Other. All right.
Okay,
thanks
for calling. We're at 201-209-9368. We're looking for the great elusive black listener.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm going to make Andy very happy. I don't know if anyone else has called in yet, but straight white Jewish.
There you go, straight white Jewish.
Straight white Jewish.
Root for the home team.
Male. Okay, thanks for your call.
It used to be Kent's home team.
201-209-9368. We're doing a politically incorrect survey.
What makes it politically incorrect? What are we asking? What line are we crossing?
You called it that, not me.
Doesn't the Census Bureau ask exactly this every 10 years?
Yeah, we are basing this on census questions.
201-209-9368. Hi, thanks for calling. Caller number three. Hi.
You're on the air.
Hi, white disabled Jew, but not blind like Sammy Davis Jr.
Disabled?
Right, hang on. Are you straight or gay?
Straight.
Okay. White.
Jewish.
Jewish. And gender male. Okay.
If the survey
For your call.
Thanks. If the survey ended right now, we would conclude that 2/3 of our listeners are Jewish.
Hi, you're on the air.
We have a lot of Jews.
Yeah.
They love me. They love me. Why they relate to me.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for calling.
I love the show.
That means the world to us, doesn't it, Kenny?
It does.
And I am white, Caucasian.
White, Caucasian.
Sexual orientation is straight.
Right.
Straight.
And Jewish.
And Jewish.
Jewish.
There you
and
go.
Gender. Okay.
No, wait.
Does Orthodox Jew get in its own box?
Orthodox Jew gets an extra big check. Ken, based on this listener survey, I think we should mold our show. We should change our show. Skew it up, do a little more JM in the AM stuff.
Why don't we wait till the end of the hour?
Do a little more.
We're only on to our fifth call here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks.
Hi.
Oh, there
All
you.
Right.
Straight, white, female.
Female, and then religious orientation?
Straight, white.
Madonna.
Madonna?
One of the Christ ones.
One of the Christ ones.
That's
okay.
One of the Christ ones.
Got it. All right. Thanks for throwing calling. Everything off.
By the way, if we have zero black listeners, I mean zero, zero,
yeah.
I have the most amazing joke to tell that I can't tell if a black listener's listening.
Well, no, I mean...
If we have zero.
No, it doesn't mean that...
Yeah, believe me, if we have zero, you're going to love this joke. But I don't want to offend anyone.
Well, but it doesn't...
Just wait. Wait till 7 o'clock.
You can't...
If we're at zero, it's going to rock your world.
But there might be black people listening who don't call, is my point.
We will know. We will know by 7 o'clock. 201-209-9368. It's like Ahab looking for his big white whale. We're looking for the black listener.
You're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Straight white Christian.
There it is. Straight white. One of the Christ ones.
Straight white.
And that's obviously
Christian. Okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
How many calls do we have? Are we near 100?
Six.
Are we on pace to hit 100?
Yeah, maybe. Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for...
White, male, atheist. Other, I think,
was
the last category.
Oh, the sexual orientation?
Sexual orientation.
That one.
Straight?
No,
straight
he's saying other.
Other. Okay.
Other for that.
Okay. All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Hey, congratulations on your atheist. You scored. You're on the scoreboard.
Yeah, thank you.
Well done, Ken.
Thank you.
I thought you'd be shut out tonight.
Nope.
201-209-9368. It's our listener survey. We're answering some questions that Ken's been afraid to ask.
I was afraid to ask.
These How many Jews are listening? How many black listeners do we have?
African-American.
I believe they are referred to now as black.
No, it's African-American.
I asked a guy about a week ago. He was walking in front of my house.
Okay.
I called out to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, what do you guys like?
What do you call
black
yourself?
Or, yeah, what do you call yourself? Black? Yeah. African-American? He said black.
Oh, you put him right at home. Walking through Madison, New Jersey. Hey, what do you guys call yourselves? Good job, Andy.
I had to stall him. Wait, yeah. wait for the cops to come.
You're on the air.
Hey, white, straight, male atheist.
Well, there you go.
All right, thank you.
Hey, are you related to this guy, Ken?
Hang on.
White, straight, male
white,
atheist.
Straight, male.
Brother atheist. From another mother.
And he was
old
he
Ken.
Was number 8.
201-209-9368. Are we going to hit 100 listeners?
We might. We're up to 8. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Straight, white, male.
Okay, and
straight
atheist,
white, and atheist,
male, atheist. All right, atheist weighing.
Do we have more non-believers than Jews at this point?
We have 3 atheists and 3 Jews and 2 Christ ones.
Oh, it's neck and neck.
Yeah.
This is so exciting. It's like going to a racetrack.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, American Jewish Druid.
Okay,
Druid. American. Well, that's obviously
well, okay.
Other.
Straight or gay,
or other.
Straight or gay or other.
None.
Well, that's okay. You're saying other.
Other. Okay.
Other, you want to stick in other.
Okay, and you're
and
white?
I should admonish that I don't sacrifice virgins, don't drink blood, and I do not howl at the moon.
Okay.
Also, but he wants to be known as a druid.
So that's other. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
I love what... do you think...
we've had 10 calls.
Do you think census takers every 10 years have this much fun?
Oh, hell no. Have you ever met a census taker?
I don't think I
oh,
have.
Oh, sad, miserable people.
Do they do it by phone, or do they have to actually knock on the door and do
They
it?
Have to knock on the door. Actually, a census taker one time followed me for like 5 miles to interview me.
You mean you were avoiding him?
Yes, avoiding her.
Avoiding her.
And she was like, she stalked me, and then she saw me
come
when
on,
I went
my
home.
Time doesn't come cheap.
Yeah, yeah. Sexual orientation.
Straight, white, male.
There you
atheist.
Go. Atheist.
All right, atheist roars into the lead.
Well, come on, God. Come on, God. Do you know, it's kind of proof that there is no God.
Hi, you're on the air.
If there was a God, God would have, God would be messing with your phones or something. 201-209-9368. We're taking our listener survey. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, white gay.
White gay?
White gay.
Okay.
Race? Oh, sorry, white.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And male. No.
Wait.
No. Religion.
We didn't get religion. Say atheist.
I'm putting him down for atheist. Okay.
I just got those vibes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi. You're on the air.
Straight. White. Male.
Straight.
Atheist.
White. Male.
atheist.
All right.
Put that.
Wait a minute.
I'm losing track of how many people have
called
here.
Hold on. But wait. But does it? Well, you can just go by gender. Yeah. Just add the two, all the genders. Right. But wait.
13. Okay, we've had 13 calls.
I think we have to recalibrate the show we do.
Why?
Because no one believes in God, right?
I think our show's fine for that.
We've been, I think we've been catering to our gay audience more than we should. We only have one or two so far.
Well, we're only 13 out of 100 in.
Uh-huh.
Let's keep going. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I missed it. Don't go.
Sorry, sexual.
Hello. Hi.
Straight or gay?
I should turn off my radio.
There you go.
I'm straight.
Right.
I'm
right.
A female. I'm Caucasian.
Right.
I'm culturally Jewish, but I really also subscribe to Buddhism, although
okay.
I don't believe in God.
Okay, so that's
so other or atheist? Which one?
I'm going to say
atheist.
No, she just said other.
Okay, other. Fine.
I said other.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
It's kind of. I think that was a big moment for her. She had to decide for the first time.
Yeah. Buddhist.
Yeah Buddhist. 201-209-9368. It's our listener survey. We're looking for a black listener. We're trying to figure out how many Jews are listening. I thought there'd be more females.
Be nice to find some Hispanic listeners. Or
yeah, good luck on that.
Asian listeners.
Good luck, Ken.
Yeah.
Text me when you find one.
Muslim listeners?
Yeah, Muslim listeners. Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, we've been working so hard to nurture that audience. Islamic listeners.
You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, we're living a dream, aren't we, Kenny?
Kind of a dream.
I am a straight, white, male atheist.
Male atheist.
There you go. All and right. I guess I'm gathering.
Thank you.
Okay.
We're up to 15. We're going to do it.
We're going
to
get 100?
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to tell yourself. Then we'll be able to know.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Straight, white, male Buddhist.
Straight,
white, male Buddhist.
Male Buddhist.
I can see why you love the show. It's pretty obvious.
I don't believe there's all these Buddhists.
I believe it.
Hello?
That's the hip little god to be for.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
The hip little god? He's not so little.
He's not so little?
He's like President Taft.
He's a... That,
Buddha.
He's pretty
he's
hefty.
He's a big, big man.
Yeah, he's a big god.
Yeah.
Who would win in a fight, do you think? Muhammad or Buddha?
Buddha.
Really? Well,
yeah.
Muhammad had his whole army with him.
Yeah, but Buddha's got 200 pounds on Muhammad. They wouldn't even be in the same weight class.
What would you pay for a front row seat to that one?
$160.
Me too, $160.
Yeah.
That's exactly the number I had in mind.
High five.
201-209-9368. It's our listener survey. Yeah.
Hi.
Describe yourself.
I'm Latino.
All right.
I'm not sick.
Wait, straight or gay?
I'm straight.
Straight, okay.
Latino.
Male.
Male, and you're one of the Christ ones under religion, I'm guessing.
Agnostic. I believe in something.
Okay, you go into the atheist category.
I know, okay. I know there's a distinction, but not today there isn't.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
There's your Latino.
Catholic Republic.
No, we're not asking political persuasion.
Oh, we could,
straight or gay? Straight or gay?
In the middle.
All right, other. And white?
Yes.
And male?
Yep.
And what was the religion there?
Catholic.
Non-practicing Catholic.
Okay.
Well, that's good enough.
That's one of the Christ ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
How we doing?
We have a Latino.
We have a Latino listener.
Yeah.
That changes everything.
It does.
I have to throw away half my act.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling.
Hi. I am a bisexual white female Quaker.
Okay, bisexual.
Wait, now, would you call Quaker one of the Christ ones?
Kind of, but not really.
I'm going to say,
I think it's a Christ one.
We have to say it's a Christ one.
Okay.
A bisexual Quaker, that can't be a big, that can't have a lot of members in your club.
The Quakers are awesome, man. They like everybody.
Yeah, Nixon, he was a Quaker.
Well, yeah.
Need I say more?
Is that why you're bisexual, because of Nixon?
Probably.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know who else is a Quaker?
Who?
The guy on the Quaker Oats package.
Mitt Romney? Oh, the guy in the Quaker Oats package. Yeah, he was.
No, Mitt Romney was a Mormon.
Oh, Mormon. Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah, Mormon. Yeah. Hey, have we had a Mormon?
No, but they go into the Christ category.
Yeah, they're one of the Christ ones.
Church of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I love your show.
Thank you.
That means the world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
Yes.
Does to me. I am a straight white male.
Straight.
I'm between religions right now.
White male. Uh-huh. So then what is that? Other? Between?
No, I used to be Catholic, but I ran out of money.
Okay. You're going into the Christ one category.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You'll be back.
Hi, you're on the air.
We'll get you back. 201-209-9368.
Straight or gay?
Hey. Gay.
Okay. And white?
No. Hispanic.
Hispanic. All right.
Hispanic.
Male?
Male, yeah. Yep.
And religion?
Atheist.
All right. Atheism roars back into the lead.
Some shows don't have any Hispanic listeners. We have them coming at our butt.
Yeah, we got at least two.
At least two.
Yeah.
Wait. If
oh, you're on the air.
They could have a play date. They have 7 second delay in
white,
common.
Male pagan.
Okay. Bisexual, white, male, atheist.
White, male.
Pagan.
Pagan. Okay, that's other.
Other. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the air.
We're taking a listener survey, 201-209-9368. You enjoying the show, Kenny?
I am.
Yeah. Okay, I'm a straight, white, male Jew.
There you go.
Straight, white, male Jew. All right.
Yeah, pretty.
Go Jews.
Go Jews.
Go Jews.
That's our little motto, by the way. That's our little
hi.
Cheer. Hi, thanks
yeah,
for calling.
That's what they sang. That's what they chanted during the Six-Day War.
Yeah, in the Masada. Go the Masada Jews. When they were up there on the mountain.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey.
Straight or gay?
Oh, hey. I'm bisexual, and right. He's straight.
Oh, we have two
bisexual
callers.
Bisexual and straight.
Is he learning for the first time that you're bisexual on this call?
No.
This is a big moment for you,
close.
Isn't it?
Not even close.
Okay.
And I'm an atheist.
And I'm an atheist Jew.
You're an atheist Jew?
Two atheists. Yeah. Two atheists. And then race,
yeah,
are you both?
He's an atheist Jew, and I'm just an atheist.
And white or black or Hispanic?
I'm white. He thinks he's white, but he's black because he's Jewish.
Right. He's okay, right. So he's like another
two white
species.
And one male and one female.
But wait, now, he called himself an atheist Jew, and you called him an atheist, Ken?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess if you're right, if you're not... If you don't believe,
I believe in
the sacrament.
No, if you're born of an atheist womb, you are atheist.
Well, he's saying culturally, I guess he's Jewish.
Yeah, but I think womb-wise,
I guess
atheist.
It means he enjoys Larry David or something. I don't know what it means. Okay, thanks very much.
All right, thanks, both of you.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
All right.
All right, indeed.
Okay, all right, indeed. Where do you fall on our little list?
Straight.
Straight.
White.
White.
Okay. And atheist.
Atheist, all right, and male.
Mostly, yeah.
Okay. Are atheists really dominating? By far. They
by
are?
By far, yeah. 12 atheists to 5 Christ ones to 4 Jews. Jews are coming in last.
Why do you think they're attracted to the show? I guess you're just such a godless...
Yeah.
Character.
Yeah, I make the godless feel at home.
You too?
Yeah.
This is
it's like, my speciality.
Yeah. You walk into Ken and Hank's home, it's like walking into that house of The Exorcist. There's a chill in the air.
Oh, and we're over 26. Yeah. 74 to go.
The faithful are not welcome.
Hi, you're on the air.
The devout are not welcome. Hi, thanks for calling.
I'm a straight, white, female Catholic.
There you go.
Female Christ.
Some people would be bored by
Thank
that,
you.
But we welcome it, right, Ken?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm white trash, straight from Brooklyn, and I'm a deadhead.
There you
straight
go.
Male.
I guess when he says deadhead, is that your way of saying atheist?
Yes.
Yes, got it.
Okay. 201-209-9368. He's one of those Jerry Garcia is God guys.
Captain Trips,
Hello.
Please.
Captain
Hi, you're Trips. On the air.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, longtime listener.
Good.
I'm white.
Right.
I'm transgendered.
There you
right.
go. Okay.
Bisexual,
that's
bisexual, Jewish.
Bisexual and Jewish.
Yep.
All now, is that our first other under gender? No, that's our second.
You could put in another, just, you know.
Oh, no, I'm asking about our survey, our results.
Oh, okay. So sexual orientation. Are we
she
gonna
said other.
Other, okay. And gender, we're also putting you under other?
Sure.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi,
well,
you're on.
Doesn't this make you want to reappraise our approach to the show at all?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
We have to have more transgender topics.
Right. More Hispanic topics.
A couple of Hispanic topics.
Yep.
We have some research to do. We have some work to do, Ken.
Yeah, we do.
We thought everyone was just like you and me.
I didn't.
I did.
You did.
I projected. I imagined an audience just made of Ken and Andy's.
Yeah, well, you harass people on the streets of Madison, New Jersey. Any non-white people, you're like, you and your posse are...
I don't make the rules. 201-209-9368.
You and your posse are driving after them with the Star of David hanging out of your car. Hey, what do you all call yourselves?
I am a white, straight male Catholic.
There you go.
A white, straight male Catholic. Thank you.
Now, we're gonna hit our critical mass. We're going to have 100 responses.
Hi, right? You're on the air.
Hey there. I'm a straight Asian male atheist.
Straight Asian
male atheist.
Is that our first Asian listener?
Yes.
Oh, I can't. They're going to have to throw out all that material, too. I won't have any jokes to tell. 201-209-9368.
Thanks for calling.
There goes all my Korean boy material. Gone.
Shush.
Gone.
Yeah.
Gone. I didn't know I'd be offending anyone.
I'm so sorry, Dong Soon. What's he going to do?
I don't know. I got nothing.
He can move in with me.
I can't make fun of atheists. I got nothing. Wait, so who can I make fun of? What categories are still there?
You can't make fun of albinos anymore.
Why not? We don't have any albinos calling.
Well, that's not a category. Pigmentation is not a category.
No one said I'm very white. They just said white. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Straight or gay or other?
Other.
Other, okay. And white, Hispanic, African-American, Asian?
White.
Okay.
There you go.
Male or female?
I'm going to go with other, like your last caller. I'm trans.
Other? Okay. Okay. And religion?
Atheist.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
What are you working on, commission?
It's time for atheists to stand up and be counted. We are 16% of the population.
And what are we? What percentage of our listenership?
Oh, the majority. The
really? Over 50?
Yeah, the overwhelming.
Oh, wait, over half?
Probably over half, yeah.
You mean all the other religions combined are less than the atheists?
No, not quite.
Oh,
we have 15 atheists.
What is what?
And 17 others.
What have we done?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
This is great. This is fantastic.
I wonder if this represents the station as a whole.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Okay, so I'm a white male atheist.
White male atheist.
And how about sexual orientation?
Sexual orientation, straight, gay, or other?
Straight.
Okay.
All right.
We're 201-209-9368. We should thank Nick, our call screener, even though he's sitting this one out tonight.
He's standing by,
and I hope he's enjoying the show. He came all the way down, and we appreciate it.
Well, I think he's hopefully going to help out with Do It For Me, which is coming your way at 7 p.m. tonight with Sue and Leach, and they are doing video tonight.
Hi. Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe they have a black listener.
Maybe.
Because we sure as hell don't.
Not yet. Not yet. We don't.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Straight white male atheist.
There you go.
Straight white
male atheist. Well, you probably know him from your club meetings, right, Ken?
Yeah, I do recognize him.
You're like the recording secretary of that club.
That was James. Yeah, there's no doubt.
201-209-9368. We're taking a listener survey. When we hit 100 listeners, we will be able to... pretty much get a snapshot of who's been listening.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good. We're living a dream. Aren't we, Kenny?
We are.
Not our dream.
Well, I'm living Andy's dream.
I'm living some guy's dream.
Well, I think so that's good.
I think he's like a postman, or he works in the post office.
Why do you think that?
Because he's just been... That's just, I got these visions.
A lot of guns?
Flashes. Yeah, a lot of guns.
Hi, you're on the air.
When was the last time someone went postal in a post office?
Hello.
That's true. It doesn't happen in post offices anymore.
Yeah. It's kind of now branched out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They call it going Muhammad now.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Straight
I'm
or...
gay, white.
Gay, white.
What was the rest? What am I supposed to say?
You're male.
Gay, white, male.
And
I'm a Taoist. I just go with the flow, man.
Okay, so that's other. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Ciao.
You're on the air.
201-209-9368. We're taking a listener survey. Where do you fall in?
Hi, I love the show.
Thanks, Sam. That means the world to us.
That puts me in a minority, right?
It sure does. It puts you in a very troubled minority.
Yeah.
And you're straight or gay or other?
I don't think that's any of your business.
All right. We're out of calls.
Is that it? How many calls do we have? Did we hit 40?
We're almost at 40.
Man, we got to get going. 201-209-9368. If we don't hit 100, it means nothing. We have to throw out our survey.
35. Hi, you're on
Wait,
the air.
Wait, we've only done one. We're a third of the way there?
Yeah.
Let's roll, baby. 201-209-9368.
Hi.
Hi.
We must have more than 35. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Straight, gay, or other?
Straight.
Straight, all right. And white? Yeah. White, Hispanic, African-American?
White,
okay.
Agnostic.
Female?
Obviously, yeah. And then agnostic.
Agnostic, that goes into the atheist category. All right. Thank you for your call.
30. Oh, my gosh, you're right. We only have 35. 201-209-9368. We want to hit 100 calls.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. I am a straight, white, male atheist.
Yes.
And I just want to point out
that so proudly.
I probably wouldn't have called, but you're so excited to talk to atheists, and I'm worried about a little bit of selection bias in this survey.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see. Yes, you think we're almost luring them.
Yeah, yeah.
We're almost baiting
them.
I'm
being so positive about the... Okay, I'll start being positive about the Christ ones.
It might help.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
that's true.
You.
A real census taker
would not be cheering on. No more selection bias.
Right. A real census taker would not say, oh, good, Caucasian.
Yeah. Where are the Mormons? Where are the Seventh-day Adventists?
201-209-9368.
Where are our Jainist friends?
Where are they? Yeah.
Where are the Baha'i adherents?
We're rolling.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, straight, white, male, atheist.
There it is.
Straight, white, male, atheist. That's too bad about the atheist part.
Oh, I see. Now you're playing it down.
Yeah.
You're trying to level the playing field.
Undo my selection bias.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Straight, white, male, atheist.
Dear God. Oh, I can't say dear God anymore on the air.
Male.
I'm offending our listeners.
Atheist. Okay, bye.
All right, thanks. Bye. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm a gay Muslim American Indian.
No, I doubt it. No, thanks. No, we're
gay?
No, he's not. Ken. That's what we call someone trying to be funny.
Why? Because
I can smell it.
There's no gay Muslims? There's no gay Muslims in the world.
There's no gay Muslims that are calling this show.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm a straight white male. I guess that'd be atheist, anti-theist, or orthodox atheist.
Orthodox atheist.
Yeah, I'm not gay, but my boyfriend is.
Got it?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
I put him in straight, and then he said he was gay.
Oh, he made a joke.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
I love
straight,
it when it...
male, ambivalent.
Straight.
Well, that's atheist.
White, male, atheist. Yeah. All right,
ambivalent.
Thanks for your call.
How is that different from atheist?
No, that ambivalent is atheist, agnostic. It's the three A's, atheist, agnostic, ambivalent.
It's a hipster atheist.
Yeah. Hi, you're on
201-209-9368.
Hi, love the show.
Thanks, brother. Okay,
white, male, atheist, Madisonian.
Straight.
Oh,
white,
there you go. He's
male,
a neighbor.
Atheist. All right. Have you ever seen Andy following non-white people around the streets of Madison as he does?
All the time.
Yeah, yep. I know, all the time.
I'm on the neighborhood watch. I'm captain. I'm a captain of the neighborhood watch. It's my job.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Real clever topic.
Yeah, isn't it? It's real breakthrough stuff, isn't it?
No, it's enthralling.
We're looking for the great black listener, the legendary black listener.
I'm a straight, white, male. Agnostic, and I live in Florida, so I guess that means I'm clinically nuts, right?
Oh, we have no
geography category. Thanks for your call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I am a straight white male, but I don't know where you're going to put me religiously. I'm a deist. I believe in God, but no religion.
Well, we do have an other.
Oh, a deist. Okay.
Deist,
other.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you in other.
Believe in God, but don't believe religion.
Yeah, like the founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson.
Exactly, like Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
201-209-9368.
Love them deists. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Straight, white, Jewish female.
There you go.
White,
I went to camp with this girl.
Sure.
Just from her description. This was my camp life, my childhood.
Oh, yeah?
I had a crush on this girl.
Your first kiss?
Yeah.
What was her name?
It doesn't matter. This is her. Straight white male Jewish. A straight white female Jewish.
Female Jewish, yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I love the show.
Thanks.
Hi.
Thanks very much. Thanks for calling.
I'm an other female Caucasian, and I like all religions.
So is that other? Sounds like Baha'i. Baha'i to me. So, okay. Other. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's great to say you like all religions because you get about 50 days off a year.
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
We're out of calls, so let me count how many people have called.
We're not going to make it. 43, 45. Oh, come on. Please participate in this listener survey.
We're at 46.
Survey.
We're almost halfway
okay,
there.
Okay, 201-209-9368. We got to get 100 calls.
Come on, people. We're trying to get to 100 calls this hour.
We need a sampling of at least 100 for this demeanor thing. 201-209-9368. What percentage of male to female are we?
I don't know, but we
are very heavily male.
Very heavily male. We are searching for the elusive African-American 7-second delay listener.
201-209-9368. Hey, do we have a bumper sticker for him or her?
Yes. Of course we do.
It's a little bit of affirmative action.
It's a pain in the... I printed 10,000 of them. So, I got a few.
I'm black and I love Andy. You printed 10,000 of those?
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
I don't know what I was thinking.
I don't know either.
Hi, you're on the air.
We should have done this show before you...
I'm a straight, male, Latino, agnostic, so I guess other, whatever you
okay.
Say.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 201-209-9368. We need 100 calls.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm a black nihilist male.
Black.
Oh, there's our African American
male.
Yeah, I was trying to dial the number fast enough for you guys.
Nihilist. I'll put you in other and sexual orientation.
It's straight.
Straight. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Well, welcome.
Can you make use of 10,000 bumper stickers?
I can use 10,000 bumper stickers.
Okay.
There you
Excellent.
Go.
Thank you.
Welcome. All are welcome. It's a big tent show, isn't it, Ken?
Yeah. Well, tent
it's
is
a big tent.
It is big. Tent is a funny word.
It is a funny word.
More like a lean-to.
Yeah, it's a big lean-to.
Yeah, a big inclusive lean-to.
Almost all are welcome. That's our little slogan, isn't it, Ken?
That's what's written on top of the lean-to.
Almost all are welcome. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm a wasp.
Okay.
So that's
it. I didn't even know a Jew or a Catholic till
straight,
I was
straight, white,
there you go.
Male... Christ ones.
So okay. this shows right. Like immersion therapy.
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air. Straight or gay? Or other? Hello?
They're shy. You gotta love them.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm a straight male. I'm a first generation American of Brazilian descent.
Okay, so I'm gonna put down Hispanic. Although
right on.
Brazilians are not really Hispanic, but I'll put down Hispanic.
Yeah, and, I never know what to put.
Yeah, religious orientation?
Atheist.
All right. Oh, that's too bad.
Hey, we're all looking forward to the Olympics. Tell them we're all looking forward to the
Oh,
Olympics.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the Olympics.
201-209-9368.
Brazil's not, but...
Oh, yeah. Is it going to be as bad as everybody's saying?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing's as bad as everybody's saying.
That's
Nothing
true.
Ever is.
You're right.
201, no weather, no storm, no hurricane.
You're on the air. Well, Sandy was worse than everybody was.
I thought it would be. I was saying it would be worse than it was. I was saying it was the end of civilization as we know it. So I was pleasantly surprised by Hurricane Sandy.
Hi, you're on the air.
Straight, white, female, atheist.
There you go.
White, female.
Oh, she went to
atheist.
Your camp.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much. 201-209-9368. Help us complete our listener survey.
You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I'm a male.
Okay.
White, atheist, and straight.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
This is your station, Ken. It is a godless, godless place.
Yeah, man. Atheist is running away with it, which is too bad. It really, really is too
bad.
Well,
you're just saying that now to try to be fair.
Where are the Mormons?
To try to be fair and balanced.
Where are the Mormons?
201-209-9368. Okay, let's try to hit 100.
Where are the Hindus? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, love the show. Can't believe I got through. Straight, white, male, secular humanist.
Straight, white, male.
Secular
That's
humanist.
Atheist.
Just say you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Just say you stay home on the holidays. Andy. Yeah, hi, guys.
Hi. So I'm a other white, other atheist.
White.
Other.
So white, sexual orientation is other.
Other genders, other.
And then atheist.
All right. Okay. Thanks for the call.
Almost all are welcome in our lean-to. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm a longtime listener, straight, white, male, and Buddhist.
Straight.
There's white, another Buddhist.
Male and Buddhist. All right.
That's our 10th Buddhist?
Mokyo Renge Kyo. That's what I'm say. That's what I say to our Buddhist friends. Mokyo Renge Kyo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I say to our Buddhist friends?
What?
Talk to Ken. He knows the lingo.
Hi, you're on the air.
Straight, white, male, Mormon.
Straight.
There's
oh,
your Mormon.
All right. Our Mormons
There's your
are
Mormon.
Checking in. Straight, white, male, Mormon. All right.
Calling from this area or calling from?
Church of the Latter-day Saints.
Started in Utah, in Oregon now.
Okay, up in Oregon. Oh, great. Well, thanks for listening.
Cool.
201-209-9368. We're taking a listener survey, and it's eye-opening, isn't it, Ken?
It is.
What's been the most surprising part to you?
Just how the atheists are running away with it.
I thought there'd be more chicks.
Outnumbering everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought we'd be...
Yeah, it's men like 3-1, or even more than 3-1.
I thought there'd be a lot more Jews.
Yeah, I'd like to hear...
Self-identifying Jews.
I'd like to hear from some more gay female atheists myself.
I'll bet you would, baby.
Yeah.
I'll bet you would.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
I'm a Jew albino dwarf communist.
No, right. No.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Nick, sometimes we miss you very much.
You got another godless, white, straight male here.
Okay, godless.
Godless, straight, white, male.
Also, wait, quick question.
Atheist.
Is this Ken, station manager Ken? I've only been listening for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so any
this station's amazing, man. Thanks for all your work.
Oh, cool, man. What's your name?
Ron G. from Westchester.
Ron, man.
Yeah.
Stay atheist, Ron.
Yeah. People that have
more agnostic.
People that have only been listening for 3 weeks love the station.
Yeah, be careful on the fifth week.
Yeah, that fifth or sixth week, it begins to sink in. Like any relationship, it begins to sink in. This is not going to last.
It's the fifth week slump.
Yeah. Oh, God. No, I'll be around. I mean,
yeah.
Cool.
I feel a bit late to the party, but I enjoy it.
Great. Well, welcome.
Yeah, and you haven't missed a thing.
It's an inclusive lean-to we have here.
Yeah, almost all are welcome.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
There's a chick.
Wait a minute. Oh, my goodness. I had to turn you off. Because
okay, sexual orientation?
Okay. Yes, straight.
Straight,
right.
Okay. White, Hispanic.
I'm white.
Right.
Female.
Right.
Agnostic.
All right. Oh, I mean that's bad. Agnostic.
Well, not bad, but. Just.
I mean, I'm trying to say it's bad.
Yeah.
No, it's great.
You're trying to.
Thanks for the call.
You're trying to be as fair and balanced as you can be. Yeah. All are welcome. 201-209-9368. I think you're a little embarrassed about how many atheists are calling.
I'm not. No. It's time for atheists to stand up and be counted.
Not by God, they
won't be. We're 16% of the population.
Yeah.
But the most hated, the most reviled segment.
Well, that's not about your. That's not about being an atheist. In your case.
My personality?
Well, I don't have the whole list in front of me. There are like hundreds of reasons.
Oh.
Atheism is on it. I'm not saying it's not on it.
I thought it was because we were atheists.
No, Ken. In your case, it's musical taste. That's number one.
I think atheists have a lower favorability factor than like child molesters or something like that. I mean, there's crazy statistics about how Americans hate atheists.
I think you just want to be hated.
Yeah.
There's something in you. There's something perverse in you.
Well, let's carry on with our survey. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm on the air?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Straight.
Right.
Black. Not a churchgoer. I do believe in God, but I don't believe in churches for.
So okay. We'll say other.
And male.
And there's our second African American. Welcome.
Right. Oh, man. That means you can only get 5,000 of our African American bumper stickers. Is that okay?
And it means I will not be telling that dynamite joke that I was ready to tell.
Thank God.
Yep.
Thanks for your call.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, straight white male atheist.
Dear God, this is just sad.
Thanks for the call.
I guess it means we won't have Christmas off. I guess there's a lot. We're learning a lot.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Straight but aging, which means I'm heading towards asexuality. And white, male, agnostic.
All right.
There you go.
Not that I'm in favor of any of those things. I'm just marking it down.
Yeah, we're completely neutral.
Just marking it down. Let's see. We're at a break here.
Of course, it's on the radio. You can't see Ken doing a little cowboy jig every time someone says the word atheist.
It's called a dozy do.
Around the studio.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nidia. I'm straight, female, Hispanic, Christian.
All right.
Okay.
Filling in a lot of empty boxes there. Thank
all
you.
Are welcome. Thank you. 201-209-9368. Do we have 100 callers?
5, 6.
Have we had a sampling?
63. We're up to 63.
Go, 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 yeah, go, go, go. Answer the phone like the wind.
201-209-9368.
We need to hear from you. We need to finish our listener survey.
Yeah, we need to get 100 in the next 10. We need to get like 38 in the next 10 minutes.
If we don't do it, we have to throw our sampling out. We have to start over. We might have to do this again next week.
201-209-9368 nobody is the phone
wants,
number.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that.
201-209-9368. Give us a call.
Now, normally I'd say, let's pray to God we get more callers, but in your case, I'd just be wasting my breath.
What's going on? All of a sudden, no calls. Here we go. You're on the air.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Hallelujah.
201-209-9368.
Straight or gay?
Huh?
Are you straight? Straight, okay. And white, Hispanic, Asian?
White,
okay. Female? And religious?
Lapsed Catholic.
All right, I'm putting you under the Christ one.
Okay,
all right.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. Hi, you're on the air.
201-209-9368.
Hi, let's see here. Queer, female, agnostic, what?
That's it. That's all we needed to hear, right?
All right.
Agnostic, no, race. Did you say white?
No, not white.
Okay, got it. Thanks.
Got it.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I am a bisexual, white, female, one of the Christian ones.
All right.
One of the Christ ones.
Thank you.
All are welcome in Arlene, too.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, straight, white, male, atheist.
There you go.
Thank you.
You'll want to go to the godless corner of Arlene, too.
There's no more room.
Corner that lightning has hit 8 times so far.
There's no more room in that corner, and I think that
you don't want to be in the atheist lean-to.
I don't
think. It's been flooded. The earthquakes have hit it.
I think it's unfair that we only have a corner. We are like 2/3 of the population of the lean-to, and you've only given us a corner.
Well, we need room for our pulpits and our Torahs.
You don't need many Torahs. You just need one.
We give everyone a Torah.
We can all share the pulpit.
You give bumper stickers.
Only to African-Americans.
Oh, yeah. Hey, congratulations. Welcome. Welcome to our 2 African-Americans. And we have how many Asian listeners?
1.
1%. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, straight white female recovering Catholic.
There you go.
White female.
One of the Christ ones.
Christ ones.
All are welcome. Thank you for calling. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, black, straight, Buddhist.
Black,
straight.
Straight, Buddhist.
There
male.
You go.
All right, thank you.
Oops.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken, Sheldon.
Hey, Sheldon.
Hey.
Can you fill Sheldon's in?
Wait, Sheldon, you're straight, you're white.
Straight, white, and Jew light.
You're male.
He's Jewish.
Judaism.
He's Jewish.
Jewish. Okay, I'll put you under Jewish.
That's it. We'll take it.
Thank you, Sheldon.
Welcome, Sheldon. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Straight, white, male, and devout atheist.
A devout atheist.
We are going to need way more than a corner of the lean-to.
You know what Robert Frost once said?
What?
He said, there is a God, but I don't believe in him. Isn't that a great quote?
That's right.
Thanks for calling. 201-209-9368.
And then he said,
I heard he was Jewish. That's what I've been told for like 3,600 years. But that's, you know, only history.
Straight or gay?
I don't know what that means.
Straight or gay?
I'm a transgender.
No, this is a joke.
Pacific Islander.
No, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Accidentally hung up on people there.
Yeah, call back. Hit redial. We hung up on you. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, straight white male atheist.
All right, thank you.
Straight white male atheist. You know what? Let's take a few more and then maybe draw some conclusions.
No, we have to get to 100. Hi, you're on the air.
But then we won't have any time to...
White and alcoholic.
Straight white male and
is that your way of saying you don't believe in God?
No, I believe in God, but I drink.
I don't know what that means.
So are you a Christ one?
I'm a Catholic, yes.
Okay. I had a feeling.
So, well, yeah.
Because Jews don't drink.
Jews don't drink.
Yeah.
Maybe AA will make sense to you.
Yeah, straight white male, but I identify as a free agent.
Okay, straight white male.
So that's
male,
an other.
Straight white male.
Ken, I think we have enough. I think we have enough. A critical mass to draw some conclusions.
Hi,
you
want to
take the
air.
Last few calls?
Casting yet another vote for straight white male atheist.
Straight white male atheist.
Jeez, old Pete. That's some club you got going.
Hi, you're on the air. You're on the air.
Oh, they're shy.
Hi, you're on the air.
What's the category? Other?
For what?
Race
is other.
Oh, we don't really have an other.
Really? Other? You're not white, Hispanic, African American, Asian American?
I guess white.
Okay. I guess
white. Well, this is a very important call for you, isn't it? It's a big day.
And straight or gay or other? Sorry?
Other.
Well, this guy's this guy's a joke.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Troy from Liverpool.
Hey, Troy.
I'm white, I'm gay, and I'm angry.
Gay,
well,
white,
I guess that means atheist.
Gay,
from what I've defined.
Are you atheist, Troy? I'm going to put him down as atheist.
Okay, so let's count.
Should we count?
Do we have about 80 vote? 80?
Probably about
callers?
80. Let's check that.
I think that's enough to get a little snapshot, to get a taste.
Yeah, it's around 80.
So it's representative, I would say, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Okay, so, boy, a lot fewer women.
Way fewer
or
women.
Do you think somehow we intimidated them?
No.
Okay, so is it 2-to-1 men?
More than that. Let's say 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Well, just give it just roughly.
57 men.
Yeah.
16 women.
Boy, that's
three
pretty
other.
Lopsided.
Yeah.
Okay, and then atheists completely dominated?
Let's see here. 42 atheists.
So over half, about half.
Yeah, 12 other, 7 chosen people, and 14 Christ ones. So, yeah, I mean, more atheists than everything else combined, by far. Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously mostly white, although we had some Hispanic responding.
We had 5 Hispanic friends.
Right.
3 African-American listeners.
Right.
1 Asian.
Right. And that's it.
No Pacific Islanders.
So I could tell Pacific Islander jokes, right?
Yeah.
They are so stupid.
Who? People from Pacific Micronesia?
People from Pacific Micronesia.
They're way smart. They're way more educated than the people from Guam.
No, I didn't mean stupid. I mean they're cheap. They're cheap.
Oh.
They're cheap.
Hmm.
Well, I had a Micronesian neighbor, and one time I was running a fever.
Mm-hmm.
He had me come over to his house to save on some heating bills. So I had to warm his house up. He's just cheap.
He sounds crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy and cheap. They're all crazy. You know why I can make those jokes?
Why?
We have no listeners.
We have no Pacific Island listeners. But I think we do.
I
have met listeners from Guam. I really have.
From the show or from the station?
From the station.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
I believe in peanut butter.
Thanks. We miss Nick very much. Don't we miss Nick sometimes?
We sure do. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Nick the Bard.
And thanks to Veronica.
Who had to take the week off, but she'll be back.
Don't you worry about that, kids.
Yeah.
She'll be back. And what are we doing next week?
I don't know. We should do a show. It's fun doing shows, isn't
it? We can't top this. This was great. Hey, you want to do our bumper sticker show?
Oh, what is that again?
We loiter near at red lights and intersections.
We have to pre-record it, though.
And we offer drivers $2 if they let us put a bumper sticker on their car.
Yes. I like that idea.
I did too. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Can we leave early?
No. You can leave early. You can leave right now if you want.
No. What will you do? Talk about me?
No. I mean, we only have 3 minutes left, and the theme song is about 3 minutes long.
What was the biggest surprise to you?
The sheer overwhelming number of atheists, which I'm very, very happy about. It's time for us to stand up and be counted.
Well, it's no surprise. I mean, you've geared your whole station. All the programming has been...
Godless?
Been geared toward them.
Sinner's Crossroads. It's a Christian music program. JM and the AM. It's a Jewish music and talk show. What are you talking about?
I'm just talking about the general attitude of the station.
Oh, the overall attitude. Anti-religion, anti-God, anti-institutions.
I would say I would go take it further. I would say what the station is trying to do is every day is prove that there is no God.
That's not true.
It seems to be your mandate, your mission.
Hell no.
Well, you're doing it, whether you're planning on it or not.
How can you prove a negative?
Ken, if there was a God, there would be no FMU. Please. That's so obvious to all of us.
Okay, you win.
Is there a God or not? There's no God, and I can prove it. Give me your radio. Turn it on. 91.1.
Well played, my friend. Here I thought there was no proof.
You are living proof.
You found the proof.
That's why you're here, Ken. It's why you're on this earth.
We're going to be back for another live show next week. Hey, are you coming to the FMU party this Saturday?
Where is it?
It's at my lake house.
Oh, you know what? I don't think I can because... Evan and Beth come back the night before, and we're leaving the next day.
Oh, that sucks.
You know what we're doing? Actually, this will make you laugh. On Saturday.
What?
Evan is going to overnight camp for the first time the next day on Sunday.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
So on Saturday, what Beth and I are going to do is clean the house and make Evan help and have him have no fun at all so he won't get homesick when he's at camp. We're going to make him miserable on Saturday. We're going to give him just chore after chore.
That's so crazy.
Pile on, Evan.
That is just the...
He'll have a miserable day. The next day he goes to camp, he'll be so grateful to be going to camp.
That's nuts. That is the craziest parenting idea I've ever heard.
Yeah, I'm going to take parenting advice from my godless friend.
You just send Evan over to the naked house, and he'll be thrilled to go to sleepaway camp.
That too. That would work, too.
Yeah. All right, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Thank you, Nick the Bard. Thank you, Veronica. We'll be back next week with another live new show. Stay tuned now for Do It For Me with Sue.
Oh, this burrito is... It's just okay. It's just okay. Bean and cheese. Right, fresh out of the frozen section. That's what I bought for the crew of Do It For Me today. And we do have a full crew today. It's going to be an exciting show. We have four people watching right now, and we're going to have more watching as soon as we get the Ustream up and going with the help of our fabulous Ruth and the not as fabulous but equally capable. Well, maybe, I mean, in this world, it's like you got to be less capable. Leech. No, he's pretty, he's pretty capable to me. But then again, I'm not, you know, when you're at WFMU, it's somebody else is going to be more capable. That's kind of how it goes. What are we working with, Leech? Anything? We got anything working?
Yeah, we're 100% live, 100% good.
And nude.
Nothing went wrong.
Nothing.
No.
Let's just ignore. Nothing.
There was no problems.
No. You know what? Do you ever catch the beginning of a TV show? No. You're like, I got to grab a burrito, and then I'm going to sit down. And by then, the dialogue hasn't even started. It's just the credits are rolling. Nothing has happened yet. Or you just see the scene outside of a building. And they haven't even, or a bunch of doctors walking down a hall. The dialogue hasn't even started yet. You know what I'm saying? So people are just now firing up their apps that allegedly have video going. I don't know. Never seen it. No proof that the app works. Or going on WFMU.org and seeing the streaming video. Folks, this is a radio show that has a thing that makes you see things. See? Makes you say things.
Nothing is wrong and everything is fine.
That's Do It For Me. Hashtag DIFM. I am hooked up. I have, crew is feeding. Currently chili cheese, flavored corn chips, and a burrito from Del something. Do you know any Spanish? Because Del seems to start, Spanish products of the, like, Del, like of the Del Taco, like of the taco, or is it somebody Del Monte of the Monte? What's Spanish for Monte? Hold on, Monte translation. It's what I do all day. Monte means the bush.
It means the full Monte, meaning the full bush.
Oh, okay. So, like the when you say Del Monte. Of the bush, like a fruit of the bush. That's what that could... Folks, this is a show where you are going to learn things, and then you're going to take that and you're going to do it for me. The phone number here is 201. This is this week's phone number, so please take note. Don't try any other phone number. This is the one you want. 201-536. 201-536-9368. That's 201-536-9368.
Nothing is wrong and everything is fine.
Bush fire to take to the hills. Incendio de Monte. So Monte Hall, our own Monte Hall downstairs, which is our performance venue, in which we're having a very big show this evening. In fact, with people that the Bugarins who are Brazilian, it's not Spanish down there. They have their own language, but I'll bet their word for bush is really close to Monty. You know. Anyway, so that's the history of Monty Del Taco of the Taco. And boy, I'm so excited that I can hardly think ahead of the next thing that I'm going to say. So I keep going back to the last thing that I said, which makes, hey, We've got a Facebook page, DIFM on WFMU. Have you liked it yet? Yeah? They keep telling me on Facebook that we're close to 500 likes, but that's honestly a lie. That's not even close to the truth. We need a couple hundred more to get to 500, and then we get to 500, and then what happens? Nothing, really. I've got another page with like 700-something for a show that I haven't done in years. It's crazy. Does this show need to, like, go away before we get, like, thousands of hits on Facebook? I don't know how that works, Leech. It's insane. Clearly, you're not going to tell me how this works. We've got... Leech is immersed in his own freeform video over on WFMU.org. You, too, can survey the vast